Welcome to Tore Mecha Nachyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Shira Hochheimer, and today we will be learning Sefer Yeshayahu, Perek 48. In the last perek, there was an extended metaphor about Bavel. Bavel is compared to a pampered and spoiled princess who loses everything and is faced with both internal and external conflicts. Bavel had been responsible for caring for Hashem's wayward son, the Jewish people. Instead of educating him, they tortured him, and so Hashem will avenge their treatment. Bavel will be destroyed with no positive outcomes resulting from their existence. This perek has different interpretations as to what it is referring to. The Radak says this perek is talking about the time after the miraculous downfall of Sancheiriv, which has been the Radak's approach throughout the Sefer, interpreting most perakim as having to do with this time period. Rashi adds that this perek is also discussing Galus Bavel and the Shivas Sion, the return from Bavel. We will be learning a unique approach from Rav Schwab. Rav Schwab's Sefer on Yeshayahu is a compilation of the audio recordings of Shirim delivered by Rav Shimon Schwab, the Rav of Kahal Adas Yeshurin in Washington Heights. His son, Rav Moshe Schwab, put together this remarkable Sefer. To quote Rav Zechariah Geli, the next Rav of the Kehila, quote, "The learning of the Nevuos of Yeshayahu presents an especially daunting task. Many of them are shrouded in mystery as their meaning, time frame, and context are obscure. But as we have already discovered, Rav Schwab had a unique way of teaching Tanakh. After absorbing the explanations of the various classic early and late commentaries, he would combine them with his own intuitive Das Torah and would present his students with the easiest possible explanation of the text." End quote. I have quoted Rav Schwab frequently throughout the Shiurim as he reflects the approach of the Rishonim while giving us insights that are meaningful to our generation. Rav Schwab interprets the Perek as discussing the 18 years between the time when Koresh first allowed the building of the Beis HaMikdash and when the Beis HaMikdash was built by the Nevi'im Haggai and Zechariah in the time of Dariavesh II. These 18 years were marked by a lack of clarity. Koresh allowed them to rebuild and then rescinded the permission. Then Ahasuerus came to power and his visor Haman threatened to eliminate all the Jews in the kingdom. In the times of Dariavesh, very few came to Israel and they did not merit a full Geula. It was a confusing time, as the Jews had never experienced this level of hatred and instability from foreign powers as refugees in a foreign land. Their kings had been defeated, but there was not this start and stop and shocking changes in their political status as they had now. The Perek begins, Pasuk 1, Shimu zos beis Yaakov hanikra'im b'shem Yisrael. Listen to this, the house of Yaakov, those in Galus, who are called Yisrael, a name of honor. These people, Umimei Yehuda Yatza'u, come from the waters of Yehuda. They are primarily from the Shevet of Yehuda and Binyamin, as the other Shvatim had been exiled by Sancheiriv. These Shvatim are not acting appropriately. Hanishba'im b'shem Hashem u'belokei Yisrael yaskiru. They swear in the name of Hashem and are constantly mentioning the God of Israel. They pepper their speech with Imirza Hashem and Baruch Hashem, but lo ve'emes. It is not done truthfully. Their expressions of faith are insincere and are intended to give the impression of being very religious, very frum. They are not honest about their mitzvos between Hashem and velo b'tzdaka. These phrases are not said with righteousness. They are dishonest with other people, and so their religious speech habits hide these behaviors. Because of their behavior, Hashem has sent them a period of 18 years of political instability to send them the message that they need to improve. The people to whom Yeshayahu is talking identify themselves and are identified by others as very from Jews. Pasuk 2, Ki me'ir hakodesh nikra'u. They are called from the holy city, Val Elokei Yisrael nismachu. And they rely on the God of Israel, or at least that is how they present themselves. Yeshayahu reminds the people that Hashem told his Nevi'im all about Sancheiriv's defeat, Bavel's rise and fall after 7 years, and the rise of Koresh and his permission to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. Pasuk 3. Pisom asisi vatavona. Suddenly, I, Hashem, did it, and it came to pass. When Hashem decided it was time for something to happen, it happened. To the people, it would seem as if it would happen all of a sudden. But Hashem could make things happen immediately. There was no time that Hashem needed to plan for events to happen. The people will now be told that they need to change. Rav Schwab says the next few psukim are challenging to understand and interpret. Pasuk 4. Midati ki kasha'ata. From my knowledge, you are hard. Galus was meant to soften the Jewish people and make them available to change. But instead, they are still stubborn and are still unashamed of their behavior. In the past, they got nevuos before anything bad happened, so that they could do tshuva before they got punished. Pasuk 5. Beterem tavo hishmaticha. Before it happened, I let you know about it. I let you hear about it. Hashem wanted people to know that everything that had happened and will happen is only from Hashem. He tells the people who are living during the 18 years of transition in Bavel, Pasuk 6, Shemata chazei kula, vatem halo sagidu. You have heard and seen it all, and wouldn't you testify it to it? The people lived through the actualization of so many nevuos. They heard all the nevuos and then saw them come true. They could testify that the nevuos that the Nevi'im had foretold had happened in their lifetime. At this time, this pattern is changing. There are new nevuos that they had not yet heard or realized what these nevuos were talking about. These nevuos were hidden. Hishmaticha chadashos me'ata unitzuros velo yedatam. Now I am letting you hear new things, but they are hidden and you do not know them. Hashem did not give a clear nevuah about what would happen during these 18 years, which include the Purim story. There are even Nevi'im who lived during this transition period, Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi, and they did not get a nevuah about what would happen. This is the first time that there's going to be a punishment, a period of upheaval, without a nevuah telling them how to get out of it. Pasuk 7. V'lifnei yom v'lo shmatam pen tomar hine yedatin. You did not hear about them even the day before, so you cannot say, behold, I already knew about this. Knowing about these nevuos may have caused the people not to reflect on them or try to change. Instead, the people were living through change with no script. Koresh said they could rebuild, and then he stopped the rebuilding based on political intrigue and the machinations of his advisors. They went from rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash to the threat of annihilation from Haman in a few years. Pasuk 8, Gam lo shemata, gam lo yodata. You never heard or knew. There had never been such radical changes in their political status in such a short time period. Gam me'az lo pitcha aznecha, nor was your ears open from them. They didn't even know what political changes they should listen for. This was all a new experience. Hiadati bagod tivgod, for I know that you will be unfaithful. Rav Schwab explains that the Shoresh, Beis Gimel Dalid, means to violate one's trust. The Jewish people should have acted one way, and they acted entirely differently. When Koresh offered to allow them to go back to Israel, very few people went. Koresh was the most high-ranking non-Jew to publicly declare belief in Hashem. This was a large Kiddush Hashem. But then the Jews sort of shrugged and went on with their lives. Only 42,000 people came back under the leadership of Zerubbabel, grandson of Yechaniah, an heir to the throne of Malchus Beis David. Had everyone immigrated to Israel, both the world and the Jews would have acknowledged the supremacy of Hashem. Hashem could have made this time the beginning of the final Geula, and Zerubbabel from Malchus Beis David could have been Mashiach. Instead, Ufosheya mibeten korah lach, you will be called sinners from the womb. This time of Koresh's declaration was like the rebirth of the Jewish people. At this auspicious moment, the Jews sinned by not responding to Hashem's message to return to Israel. Hashem would not punish the Jewish people immediately at this time of opportunity. Pasuk 9, L'man shmi a'arich api. For the sake of my name, I will forbear my anger. Although the Jews did not jump at the opportunity to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, Hashem would not punish them and would help the Beis HaMikdash be rebuilt so as not to cause a bigger chilul Hashem. Levilti hachrisecha, so as not to destroy you. Hashem could have destroyed them. In Megillas Esther, Haman threatened to kill and exterminate all the Jews. Hashem saved them through Esther and Mordechai, not because they deserved it, but for the sake of Hashem's name. The Nevuah now shifts to providing a perspective on why do the Jews need to have these experiences of pain under Ahasuerus. and indeed throughout Gaulis. Pasuk 10. Hine tsrafticha velo v'chasef. Behold, I have refined you, but not like silver is refined. Silver is put into a furnace to remove its dross. Becharticha bechor oni. I have chosen you in the furnace of suffering. Hashem has a plan for the Jewish people. The more we resemble him, the more connected we are to him. When we act in ways that disconnect us from Hashem, it is like we are unrefined silver. He wants to bring us back to a better place. Suffering in Gaulis is for people what a furnace is for silver. Suffering removes the character impediments to make us our best selves. When Hashem chose the Jewish people to be his nation, he knew that we were human and not perfect. This system of Gaulis is the way to help us reach our potential. The events of the Purim story had this impact. When the Jews heard about Ahasuerus's decree to destroy the Jews, it pushed them to daven and do tshuva. Chazal say that when Ahasuerus removed his signet ring and gave it to Haman, allowing him to kill the Jews, it had more of an impact on the Jewish people than any Navi in history. After the Jews were saved, they accepted the Torah from love in a way that had never happened before. However, the tshuva and acceptance of the Torah did not change the people on a deep level. After Ahasuerus, Daryavesh allowed the Beis HaMikdash to be rebuilt. It again could have been the times of Mashiach, but most stayed in Bavel. Nonetheless, Hashem had the second Beis HaMikdash rebuilt, Pasuk 11, Lima'ani, Lima'ani e'aseh. For my sake, I will do this. Hashem did not want any nation to think that there was an idol or power more powerful than him, so the rebuilding continued with few people. Hashem tells the people that this message is coming from Hashem who exists outside of time and space. Pasuk 12. Ani hu, ani rishon, af ani acharon. I am he, I am first, I am also last. Hashem is not bound by time, so he is before and after the finite creation of the world. Hashem also made the heavens and earth, so he does not occupy any physical space. Hashem, as a result, has the power to help the one he chooses. Pasuk 14. Hashem ahevo yaseh chefzo b'Bavel. He whom Hashem loves will carry out his will in Bavel. Hashem chose Koresh, who he loves, because he listened to Hashem and made a Kiddush Hashem. His rise to power was not a simple military victory. Pasuk 15. Ani dibarti, af kirasiv havyosiv v'hitzliach darko. I have spoken, I have called him, I have brought him, and he shall make his way prosperous. Hashem decided that Koresh would be successful in a way that was not natural. Yeshayahu emphasizes that the rise of Koresh to power was publicly shared. Pasuk 16. Lo meirosh baseser dibarti. It wasn't kept a secret. B'nai Yisrael's reaction to what was happening was therefore not okay. Pasuk 17. Ko amar Hashem go'alcha kadosh Yisrael. So says Hashem, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. Hashem wanted every Jew to go back to Israel. Ani Hashem elokecha melamdecha lehoil. I am Hashem who teaches you for your benefit. What happened in the times of Ahasuerus was meant to wake them up, to make a different choice if they were presented with the opportunity. Madricha b'derech telech, who leads you on the road to travel. Hashem was setting out the path for the people to travel back to Israel. They did not do so in the times of Koresh, but they should have done so in the times of Daryavesh. They should have followed Ezra, who led the return. But they did not pay attention to what was happening. Pasuk 18. Lu hikshavta limitzosai. Had you only listened to my commandments. If only they had gone back to Israel, as Hashem was indicating they should. Vayhi chanahar shlomecha. Your life would have been like a peaceful river. Throughout the Navi, the enemies are compared to a raging river, and here, the Jews had a chance to live like they had a peaceful river around them. They avoided going back to Israel because they were scared of the upheaval and that the life there would be too difficult. But had they chosen to return, their lives could have been peaceful. It could have been the time of the Mashiach. B'tzedkaschach kegalei hayam. And your justice as the waves of the ocean. Hashem would have rewarded them with the justice and consistency of Mashiach. In addition, the promise to Avraham Avinu that his children would be as many as the dust of the sand would have been fulfilled. They would be assured that their children, Pasuk 19, Lo Yikares, Lo Yishamed, Shmo Milafanai, his name would not be cut off, nor destroyed from before me. In the times of Mashiach, there would be no more death. And had they gone back, there would have been no more suffering for their children. Yeshayahu now gives the people in his time a message to remember when it is the appropriate time. Pasuk 20. Su'u mi Bavel, birchu mi Kasdim, bekol rina. Get out from Bavel. Flee from Kasdim with singing. When they have the chance, they should just go as quickly as they can with joy and a positive attitude. Hagidu hashmiu zos hotziuha ad kitzei haaretz. They should make the following message known to the ends of the earth to make sure as many people as possible are aware. Imru, they should say, Ga'al Hashem Avdo Yaakov. Hashem has redeemed his servant Yaakov. When this happens, the miracles that they will experience on their way from Mitzrayim will be repeated again. Pasuk 21. Velot samu becharavos holicham. They will not suffer thirst when Hashem leads them in the dry lands. Miyam mitzor hizio lamo. He will cause water to flow to them from the rock. Vayefkatzor vayazuvu mayim. He will split the rock and the waters will flow. The parak ends with a promise that highlights what will happen if they stay in Bavel. Pasuk 22. Ein shalom amar Hashem l'rasha'im. There is no peace, says Hashem, for the wicked. Staying in Bavel is not the will of Hashem. It is the wrong thing to do. If they stay in Bavel because it seems more peaceful, it's not true, and they won't have peace. In this parak, Yeshayahu describes the sin that the Jews made in the times of Koresh. They did not all return to Israel to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. Hashem allowed the process to start, but then made it chaotic so the Jews would do tshuva. The Jews did tshuva, but it was not long-lasting, and they did not return to Israel when Daryavesh gave them a chance. I feel hypocritical sharing a lesson here, as I am living in the diaspora. We must ask ourselves now that Hashem has opened up the opportunity to live in Israel as he did in the times of Koresh and Daryavesh. How can we get there? Many are taking the opportunity to move. Even if we regularly do not think about it, we can take this parak as the opportunity to do so. Thank you for learning together, Le'iloi Nishmas, Barbara Atlas, Bracha Bas Avraham. She was a beacon of light to all who knew her. Barbara's kindness and generosity had no bounds.